It's Monday, May 14th, 2018. Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head. The Sounds in My Head is a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed.
This is the story of a triumph, but it begins with pain and disgrace.
My name's Daniel.
Something weird is happening here.
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head.
So long since we saw each other last.
What a great way to open up this year episode of the show. Molly Nilsson from Berlin, Germany, doing the original version of the song Hey Moon from her record These Things Take Time. Now, I played Hey Moon by John Mouse some while ago, and I super love that song. It was recommended to me by a listener named Marco. He was like, man, you're going to dig this Hey Moon song by John Mouse. And boy, was he right. I did. And I put it on the show, not knowing that it was a cover of Molly Nilsson, the Swede who lives in Berlin. So yeah, that was the original version that we just heard, which I just recently discovered when I was going through listening to her extensive back catalog. Very good stuff. I love it a lot. Okay, up next from France, Charlotte Gainsborough. She has a new album called Rest. We're going to hear a couple tracks from it. First, Deadly Valentine, then Sylvia Says. Both great songs, and there are more great songs where these came from. Deadly Valentine in particular, it's kind of long, and I was thinking I might cut it down, but I think I won't. I'm just going to play the whole thing because I love it. It even feels kind of long. You're like, is this song still going? But it's like in a good way. Like, I don't know. I feel like I really like Deadly Valentine. It kind of reminds me of Air, which is weird because they're both from France, but I don't think of Charlotte Gainsbourg as sounding like Air, but Deadly Valentine kind of does. So here we go. Deadly Valentine and Sylvia Says, Charlotte Gainsbourg, right now on The Sounds in My Head.
To cherish a good thing to cause a little dance. Thank you. But now they've gotten loose and taken over the whole country. Trump, little Trump, Giuliani, Michael Cohen, the Mooch, the Mnuchin, big personalities, colorful characters, guys who eat on the phone, what the heartland used to call assholes. And someone from real America has to tell me why you like these guys now. How did the salt of the earth people get hooked up with the salt in the wound people? It's like watching the Country Music Awards hosted by Andrew Dice Clay. What happened to your values? What happened to good manners and monogamy? Well, here's my theory. You didn't like it that the country had been taken over by liberals and feminists and elites. So you were feeling vulnerable and disrespected. So you brought in some muscle from the East Coast for protection. And now you're married to the mob. Because that's what this administration is, a protection racket. That's what freaked out Comey about Trump. He couldn't believe it when Trump said to him, "I hope you can let this go." Like the health inspector just found a finger in the linguine. Everything Trump does is modeled on the mob. When he was accused of sexual harassment, he brought in Bill Clinton's accusers to sit in the gallery at the debate, just like Michael Corleone brought Frank Pantangeli's brother into court. Who does Trump surround himself with? Disposable lawyers and idiot members of his own family. Who's his worst enemy? The FBI. Where does his money come from? He's in construction. He's so much like a Don, his name is literally Don.
Oh,
That was two songs in a row by a band from Seine, France called Beach Youth. Yes, Beach Youth. The most original name of all time. It's not Beach Fossils. It's not Beach House. It's not Youth Lagoon. It's not Sonic Youth. It's Beach Youth. You're gonna remember that. Beach Youth. Very memorable name. Anyway, they've got a few singles. They released them as an EP now called Singles. The ones we heard, Days and Young, super great. A lot like the drums, or maybe like Beach Fossils. One or the other. Really good. I love it. I can't wait for more stuff by these guys. Really good stuff. Well done, Beach Youth. Make more things that sound like the exact kind of stuff I like with names similar to things I like. Okay. Up next, from Portland, Oregon, Dear Nora is the name of the band. They were a band in the 90s, early 2000s. We're going to hear a few songs off their Three States Rarities, 1997 to 2007, which came out in 2008. So yeah, not new, but it's kind of timeless. It's all really great. We're going to hear three tracks. First, To Fall Is Not to Fail, which is my favorite. Then, Where Do You Go? And then a Zombies cover, This Will Be Our Year. All three fantastic songs off of a 50-track-plus collection. So if you like this, there is way more where it came from, and it's all pretty good. So without further ado, Dear Nora, To Fall Is Not to Fail, then Where Do You Go? And This Will Be Our Year, right now on The Sounds of My Head.
If you have to say goodbye, be careful not to lose control. It's better not to cry or to look me in the eye when you leave and you let it go.
Making
of your love's like the warmth of the sun, and this will be all year. Took a long time to come. Don't let go of my hand, now darkness has gone, and this will be all year. Took a long time to come, and I won't forget the way you held me up when I was down, and I won't forget the way you said, darling, I love you. You gave me faith to go on. Now we're there, and we've only just begun. This will be our year. Took a long time to come. Warm
I saw you over here. I said, there's a guy by himself. Why don't I go over here? I'll mingle with this guy. This guy looks like a mingler. So, hi, I'm Derek. Pleased to meet you.
Well, it certainly is a pleasure to meet you, Derek.
I'm sorry if I bothered you.
Oh, no, you're not bothering me, Derek. Far from it. There's nothing I would rather do than just stand here and chat with you. You know, really get to know you.
Look, I don't think there's any need to be sarcastic.
Oh, I'm not being sarcastic. No. This is just a little speech impediment. I can't help it.
Okay, I've obviously said or done something wrong to upset you. I'm just going to apologize and be on my way.
No, please stay. It's true. I've talked this way all my life. It's made things very difficult for me.
Yeah, right.
Hey, where are you going? Come back. I really want to be your friend. I'm so lonely.
Right, let's catch up one last time. After Dear Nora back there, we heard a band from Seattle, Washington called La Luz. They're a female rock band, and I love them. I actually had their previous release, and I have some songs from it that I was like, yeah, maybe I'll put this on something, and I never did. And then they released this new record, and it's even better than their last one, so I feel like vindicated for skipping the last one. But I probably should circle back on that. At any rate, this new one's great. So it's called Floating Features, and we heard a couple tracks from it. Cicada and Loose Teeth, both excellent songs. And there's other great songs on the record as well. So if you like those, check out the whole thing. I was reminded of Shadowy Men on a Shadowy Planet listening to it. Not the vocals, obviously, but just the instrumentation, kind of the, you know, surfy, echoey guitar that they got going on in a lot of the songs. I super love it. So I wanted to put on some Shadowy Men on a Shadowy Planet from Toronto, Canada. Those guys, you may remember them from the theme song to The Kids in the Hall. Yeah, those guys. But they also have albums, and they're all really great. And I loved them back in the 90s, I guess 80s, whenever they were making music. But I loved them. So we heard a couple tracks from them. First, Ants Invasion from their album Dim the Lights, Chill the Ham. Then we heard Harlem by the Sea from their album Savvy Showstoppers. Hope you like those guys as much as I did. Maybe now's a good time to circle back around and pick up all their albums, because they're good stuff. Okay, finishing up this episode of the show, back where we started, Berlin, Germany. That's where the band Cavern of Antimatter is from, and we're going to hear a track off their new album, Hormone Lemonade. We're going to hear the song Phase Modulation Shuffle. It's my favorite. It's the most stereo-labby sounding song on the record, which is otherwise less stereo-labby sounding than I think their previous record. A lot more electronic beeps and boops in this one. But this song, Phase Modulation Shuffle, excellent. So, Cavern of Antimatter finishing up this year episode of The Sounds of My Head with Phase Modulation Shuffle. That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this episode was Misty by Shadowy Men on a Shadowy Planet, Floating Features by La Luz, and Make Out Fade Out by Cavern of Antimatter. If you like what you hear on The Sounds of My Head, tell your friends to listen. Find links to everything I talk about at thesoundsofmyhead.com, including where you can follow me on social media, like Spotify, where you can go find playlists for season 15 and just listen to all the songs I play on the show without having to listen to me talk. You can also email me at daniel@thesoundsofmyhead.com. Love hearing from you guys. I'll see you next time on an all-new episode of the show.